Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Sandeep Singh and here is what we have to start your day. Valuation worries haunt the Lal Street. Industrial output slows in November. Tesla enters India with big plans. And the government looks to buybacks and dividends to boost revenue. And there's more, but first, a quick glance at the state of the markets. The Nifty futures trading on Singapore Exchange were up 45.05 points or 0.31% at 8 a.m., signaling a positive bias on the Lal Street. Elsewhere, Asian equities opened on a mixed note on Wednesday, tracking modest gains in Wall Street overnight. Japan's Nikkei 225 index was up 0.11% at the last count, while Australia's S&P ASX 200 benchmark was down 0.1% and South Korea's KOSPI was up 0.64%. Overnight on Wall Street, stocks fluctuated but were not far from their record highs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.19%, the S&P 500 gained 0.04% and the Nasdaq Composite rose 0.28%. In the oil market, Brent crude prices hit their highest levels recorded since February, as tighter supply and expectations of a drop in US inventories offset concerns over rising COVID cases globally. Brent crude oil rates rose 1.62% on the day, while West Texas intermediate contract gained 1.76% to $53.17 per barrel. In the currency market, the rupee recovered early losses to provisionally close 15 paise higher at 73.25 against the US dollar. The rupee was supported by weakness in dollar index and recovery in domestic equities. The dollar extended overnight losses after hitting its highest level recorded since December. The dollar index fell 0.463%, whereas the euro rose 0.45% and the Japanese yen 0.49%. In the bullion market, gold prices rose in national capital for a second straight day, up 297 rupees to 48,946 rupees per 10 grams. That was in line with a rally in international precious metal prices. Silver rose by rupees 1,404 to rupees 65,380 per kg. In the international market, safe haven spot gold added 0.6% to $1,855.46 per ounce. Silver rose 2.49% to $25.54 per ounce. All in all, the trade setup on Dalal Street looked weak. On Monday, Nifty 50 formed a higher high for a 13th straight session. According to analysts, nothing concrete on technical charts suggests the index's ongoing rally is in danger. Let me now give you a heads up on some of the top news we are tracking at this hour. India's equity benchmarks have been on a record-breaking spree in recent weeks. This unhindered run-up has pushed their valuations to their highest levels ever, intensifying investor concerns on the market's outlook. The Nifty is trading at an estimated price-to-earnings ratio, which is a popular valuation measure, of 28 times, which is a record, closing at a high of 14,563 on Tuesday. Nifty's premium is at 48% to its 5-year average estimated price-to-earnings of the past. This is the second time the Nifty forward price-to-earnings premium over its 5-year average has crossed 40%. Next, the government will rely on proceeds from buybacks and dividends from public sector enterprises to shore up non-tax revenues, as key strategic divestments including Air India and Bharat Petroleum are likely to conclude only in the next financial years, according to officials. However, they also say that additional proceeds would still be much less than adequate to meet the mammoth target of 2.1 lakh crore rupees set for financial year 2020-21. The world's most valued car maker, Tesla, has incorporated a fully owned subsidiary in India as a first step to set up a research and development unit and a manufacturing plant for its electrical vehicles in the country. Tesla's global senior director, David John Feinstein, chief accounting officer, Vaibhav Taneja, and Bengaluru-based entrepreneur Venkatarangam Sriram are on the board of the India unit, Tesla India Motors and Energy. Next, the Supreme Court suspended the implementation of three farm laws in a bid to persuade farmers agitating against them to come to the negotiating table. It also set up a four-member expert committee to negotiate between the farmers and the government. Farmers' groups pushing for reappeal have said that they won't appear before the committee. India's industrial production contracted in November after two straight months of expansion, raising some doubts over strength of recovery. But a sharp fall in consumer inflation in December will allow RBI to keep interest rates soft to help the economy revive. Finally, an update on all the stocks buzzing this morning. Amazon has challenged the Delhi High Court's recent observation that Reliance Retail's deal to acquire the assets of Future Retail was valid. Bharti Airtel said on Tuesday that pursuant to the FDI approval granted to it by the Department of Communication in January last year, the company has received necessary approvals for its relevant downstream investments. Tata Motors, whose sales grew 11% in 2020, is looking to leverage the popularity of SUVs to sustain the momentum this year by widening its portfolio with the launch of two new SUVs. IndiGo said on Tuesday that it has plans to start new flights connecting Leh, Darbhanga, Agra, Kurnool, Bareilly, Durgapur and Rajkot from February onwards. Rights on Tuesday said it has won a 68 crore rupees contract from National High Speed Rail Corporation. Well, that's it for now. For all market news through the day, do track etmarkets.com. Have a great day ahead. Bye-bye.